AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The search for survivors of an air crash outside of Washington yesterday is now a recovery operation.
A massive recovery operation is underway in the Potomac River outside Washington after an American Airlines jet collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Reagan National Airport after searching the frigid waters overnight.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors.
D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly speaking alongside Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We all share in a profound sense of grief.
There were 64 people aboard the plane flying in from Kansas and three soldiers on the Black Hawk helicopter, which would make this the deadliest U.S. air crash in nearly 24 years. There's no immediate word on the cause. The jet was making a routine landing in clear conditions, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says military helicopters routinely fly nearby.
Something went wrong here.
And an investigation will find out what.
I will tell you with complete confidence, we have the safest airspace in the world.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kash Patel, President Trump's pick to lead the FBI, has been questioned by some skeptical Democratic senators during his confirmation hearing today, specifically about his loyalty to the president and stated desire to overhaul the bureau. But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says Patel can help turn around the FBI.
Mr. Patel has precisely the qualifications we need at this time when the FBI is not being respected by our public.
Tulsi Gabbard, the president's choice to be Director of National Intelligence, has had a fiery confirmation hearing today. She has faced sharp criticism from senators on both sides of the aisle for her past comments sympathetic to Russia and her meeting with Syria's now deposed leader. This is AP News. A stampede at a festival in India has killed at least 30 people.
Indian police say at least 30 people were killed and many more injured in a stampede at the world's largest religious gathering. The incident took place at the Mahakumbh festival in northern India, where millions of pilgrims rushed to dip in sacred waters. Police said at least 60 others were injured by the stampede. It was a sacred day in the six-week Hindu festival, and authorities expected a record 100 million devotees to engage in a ritual bath at the confluence of the Ganges, the Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati rivers. Hindus believe that a dip there can cleanse them of past sins and end the process of reincarnation. I'm Karen Shamas.
Singer and pop icon Marianne Faithfull has died. She was 78. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.